Inconceivable!
Will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary?
Is there air? You don't know!
Hey, don't touch that dial. You found Secular Yakking.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Amy.
After years...
Many years of yakking at each other.
We're here to yak at you.
So sit back and enjoy the yakking.
Hey, welcome back, yakkers. I hope you had a wonderful weekend.
I think we did. Yeah. Busy, as
Very
usual.
Very busy, as usual, yes.
Yep.
Well, let's get rolling into the show.
Let's.
So, happy Indigenous Peoples Day.
It is indeed.
Yes, so no more Columbus Day.
Nah, I think we already... prove that boat.
Yeah. Last year, Seattle City Council unanimously voted to change the federal Columbus Day holiday to Indigenous Peoples Day, making it the second major U.S. city after Minneapolis.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes, it should be.
So, Seattle City Council member Kashma Schwant, I think that's... I hear her name a lot, but I can never say it right.
Oh, is that woman? Yeah.
Yeah. Said, learning about the history of Columbus and transforming this day into a celebration of Indigenous people and a celebration of social justice allows us to make a connection between this painful history and ongoing marginalization, discrimination, and poverty that the Indigenous communities face this day.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I think it's time we stop honoring the genocidal figure of Columbus.
Yeah, I agree completely. Yeah. It's amazing how what you learn in grade school and whatnot, and it never is what it is.
Yeah. I mean, he basically initiated the transatlantic slave trade for Native Americans.
Exactly.
Well, not necessarily Americans, well, because he didn't even land in America.
I was going to say, right, yeah. Exactly.
And, you know, and you can see that in some of his writings. In fact, he wrote, "Let us, in the name of the Holy Trinity, go on sending all the slaves that can be sold."
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, most people don't know that.
No.
Don't realize that.
I know.
So, I mean...
Yeah, I wrote a huge article on it a couple years ago.
Oh.
About Columbus and why we shouldn't be celebrating him.
Yeah, I kind of remember that. And, you know, I think it's just basically another excuse to have a day off for some people.
I know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But we have an update.
Alrighty.
From our Potter Award winner back in episode 10.
Oh, yay.
So we talked about John Trumbo.
Okay, okay.
And his resolution to affirm freedom of conscience.
Okay.
So that was in regards to Arlene's Flowers in Pasco.
Yeah. Right, uh-huh.
So he wanted the city of Kennewick to say it's okay to discriminate and, you know, we'll support you.
Oh, right.
So last week, city council voted against it.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it just makes sense.
Right. And judging by the response, it's unlikely this will be brought up again. It was 6-1.
Oh, that's excellent. That's definitely not going to be brought up again, I think.
Yeah, good job, Kennewick City Council.
Yay. That's how it should all turn out, you know?
Right, I mean, that was just a ridiculous idea.
It was, it really was.
But it still has to be voted on in Pasco, so we're watching that one, too.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Because they're pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, well, over there, anyway, it's the Tri-Cities area.
Right, yeah. Well, you have it in, you know, every state's got issues with
different,
that kind of stuff.
That's different from the Religious Freedom Restoration Act.
Yeah.
So, we can move on to the next story.
Alrighty.
So, a Pennsylvania judge sentenced to 28 years in massive juvenile justice bribery scandal.
Okay.
A Pennsylvania judge was sentenced to 28 years in prison after he was convicted of taking $1 million in bribes from developers of juvenile detention centers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
According to the AP, and I'm going to quote this directly from the AP this time.
Okay.
The Pennsylvania Supreme Court tossed out 4,000 convictions issued by Kaya Varela.
Okay, sure.
Between 2003 and 2008, saying he violated the constitutional rights of the juveniles, including the right to legal counsel and the right to intelligently enter a plea.
So he denied them that?
Uh-huh. So he would coerce them into entering a guilty plea.
Wow.
Without counsel and without parental supervision, in some cases.
That's just amazing.
4,000.
I mean, oh my gosh, that's even more amazing. And I think as a parent, you're not doing anything without me being around my kid.
I agree.
I mean, there's no freaking way.
No.
So I actually find that surprising and sad at the same time.
Right.
Really.
Well, this is one of the problems with the for-profit prison system.
Oh, I've been so against that from the get-go.
So And luckily, there is a candidate out there who's also against the for-profit prison system.
Yes, because, okay, but I'm pretty much against for-profit most things anyway, well, so that's a whole nother thing.
Well, that's, all right, you communist.
Thank you.
All right, but it gets a little bit better. Okay. This guy was considered for Potter Award for a while.
Oh, you were contemplating?
Yeah, but he just wasn't stupid enough.
Oh, I don't know. He's pretty damn stupid.
His attorney, however,
ridiculous,
I think, should get one.
Okay.
His attorneys have asked for a reasonable sentence in court papers, saying, in effect, he has already been punished enough.
What?
Yeah.
In what way?
I'll quote.
Okay.
The media attention to this matter has exceeded coverage given to many and almost all capital murders, and despite protestation, he will forever be unjustly branded as the Kids for Cash judge.
Are you kidding me? So
he's going to have a bad reputation.
Oh, the poor guy.
I know.
That's bullshnitzel.
Almost make me hit that E-tag.
Yeah, that's just crap. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, he destroyed those kids' lives in some cases.
In most cases.
Well, I was going to say in most cases, yeah. I mean, and he slept. How can he sleep at night?
I don't know.
Oh, I know. On a bed of money, right? Let me guess.
Pretty much. $1 million to buy you a nice bed.
I don't care. $1 million isn't crap. And to sell out 4,000 kids, I just, what is wrong with people? And they say we, the non-religious, are the ones without morals.
Well,
that's such crap.
I didn't find anything about his religion, but.
Well, I don't care. It doesn't matter. He obviously didn't have morals.
Well, yeah.
Because you don't need to go digging for that.
He believed in money.
Well, I think actually too much of people are starting to believe in the money. Yeah. I mean, everything is about the money lately.
Yeah, it gets old. Show me the money.
Everybody is about the money, if you notice lately. It's all about quantity, not quality. All
right, so let's move on to something
that's not about money. Yeah, because I can keep going on.
Not about money.
Excellent, let's do that.
A former Air Force contractor says she was fired from her position as a dental clinic after her coworkers accused her of being a witch.
Really? Because I would put dental and witch together, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. The contractor, Deborah Schoenfeld, who is a Hindu, says her coworker said she was satanic for wanting to practice yoga and meditation.
Okay, so that makes, like, so many people in this country a witch, if it's because they practice yoga.
Yeah.
I mean, hello, hot yoga, yoga crazy people.
Yeah, there must be
beginner yoga.
Lots and lots of covens all around the Northwest.
Look at all the yoga mats they sell in the stores.
Oh yeah, those are satanic temples.
Yeah, they're portables, tools.
Portable satanic temples. Two of her former co-workers said that I'm going to try that again.
I'm going to say, there you go again.
Two of her former co-workers said that other employees at the dental clinic are devoutly Christian and deeply suspicious of Hinduism. One of them confirmed that she was referred to as a Hindu witch.
Because there's many branches.
Yes. Well, yeah. Christian witch, Muslim witch, Hindu witch.
Because of yoga, though. Seriously.
Which witch?
Which witch are you?
Yes. One co-worker, who Schoenfeld said prayed to her to find Jesus, told her that meditation summons demons.
Really?
Really.
Are you kidding me?
Adding that all soldiers who are doing meditation and yoga to help with their PTSD are also getting infected.
Oh my gosh. It sounds like they're infected.
Yeah.
Mentally.
Yeah, I think they've completely misjudged what Hinduism is and what she believes.
And don't you love how they have to go to their God? You know, no matter what your belief system is, if it isn't their God, you're just, you know, crazy. You're a witch, you're Satanist, you're off the moon. I mean, come on, give me a break.
You're alien.
Yeah, exactly.
So some of you in Springfield will get that. Well, she filed a formal complaint on September 2nd. On that day, she was fired for allegedly using profanity against a coworker, although she was not allowed to know who accused her of doing so.
So they fired her on he said, she said?
Mm-hmm.
That's bullcrap.
Without telling her who said it.
So they fired her on he said, she said crap.
Yeah. Luckily, the Military Religious Freedom Foundation is representing her.
You sure you can say that?
I'll try it again. Uh-huh. No, I can't say it. Sorry.
Can't do it. Forget it.
The MRFF.
Oh, sure. You stick with the acronyms.
Yeah. So good for them. I hope she wins in this case.
Yeah, and because this is just ridiculous. I mean...
And this coming from the Air Force.
Oh, that's even more frightening.
Yeah.
Truly. I mean, and just completely absurd.
All right. Something else fun.
All righty.
Leader of Christian group adjust incorrect doomsday prediction to soon.
Yeah, could be any day now. We don't know.
That's right. We survived another apocalypse this week.
It's amazing how many we've gone through. I'm getting exhausted from it.
Yeah, there's a website you can go to that tell you how many you've survived.
More with, than what, I realized?
Yes. I think there were two this week, and there was one at the end of September, which brings my total up to, I think, 54.
Wow.
54 apocalypses. I've survived.
I was going to say, I think I slept through them.
Most of them, yeah. So Chris McCann, the leader of E-Bible Fellowship, an online affiliation headquartered in the, near Philadelphia, has admitted his prediction the end of the world on October 7th was incorrect.
That's usually how it goes.
Yeah. He made this realization on October 8th when it was discovered that the world was, in fact, not destroyed with fire.
Aw, we missed it.
I know.
Darn it, just by that much.
So this gets a little interesting, though. Uh-huh. McCain based his claim on the earlier predictions from Christian radio host Harold Camping. Many of you remember Harold Camping was the doomsday prediction of May 21st, 2011.
Right.
But Camping's forecast also turned out being incorrect.
Well, there's a big shocker.
Yeah. So McCann said, so it was surprising that it did not occur, but comforting thing that God's will is always perfect.
Obviously it's not.
Yeah. So he changed his prediction to soon.
Oh, see, that's much better. It's like forecasting.
Yeah.
It may rain, may not.
Yeah.
We're good.
But still, he seems to be a poor judge of what his God wants for being a prophet.
But he's perfect.
Oh, God's perfect, apparently.
Yes, exactly. He's perfect.
And he also says only God knows the exact date and time.
Right.
So why would you make that prediction in the first
place?
That's
the go-to, though. Have you noticed that? Right. You know, we don't know. Only God knows. But he's conveniently not going to tell us. We just have to keep guessing.
Well, this has happened so many times. In fact, there are religions based on this.
Oh, yeah.
Seventh-day Adventist, if I remember right, is based on failed apocalypse prophecies back in the 1800s. Jehovah's Witnesses came from the same thing, from the Millerites and all that. It's insane how long they've been doing this and getting it wrong.
You would think they would have given up by now. I mean, because it's almost humiliating because they're always wrong.
Always wrong.
I mean, like 100% every flipping time, they've been wrong.
I know.
It's kind of embarrassing. They should really stop.
They really should.
But they keep on going.
Yeah, they do. And we're going to keep on going.
All righty.
In our next story, Nigerian pastor says married women who stay on top during sex will go to hell.
I find this so damn funny.
Yeah, I do too.
The poor guy.
The general overseer of the Complete in Christ Church based in UK, Pastor, oh my God, what is his name?
You can't say names in general.
Olubinga Oladejo.
Oh, forget that.
Has declared that married...
Let's call him O-O.
O-O. Has declared that married Christians who allow their wives to lie on top during sexual intercourse are candidates of hell.
Oh, the poor sad guy.
The cleric strongly warned married Christians who engage in different sexual styles to desist from it or face judgment of God on the last day.
So is he going to peek in all their windows and make sure that they're doing it the way he wants it to be?
Well, it's God watching. God watches everything.
Obviously, nobody's listening.
Pastor O, in a 15-minute video posted on YouTube, claimed he was shown a section in hell by the angel of God where he saw people chopped in bits and pieces on a slab by demons as a form of punishment.
For doing what they did.
Yeah. The cleric claimed God showed him in a revelation where those who indulge in the acts on earth are being tortured by the devil in hell.
This is a very funny story. You know this, right?
Oh, yeah. That's why it's here. We needed some comedy today.
Oh, that's good stuff.
But he backed
stuff.
Up his point from the book of Isaiah.
All righty, hit it.
So I don't want to.
Oh, that's even better. This is ridiculous. I mean, come on. How many times are they going to get into people's bedrooms? I mean, give me a break.
I know, that's ridiculous.
It's just damn stupid.
So this is part and parcel for the entire church system.
Oh, of course.
So how you regulate people is two or three ways. One, you regulate food.
Okay.
Two, you regulate sex.
Oh, that's, I think, number one.
Well, one of those two. That's how you control people.
But that's stupid. You don't actually control them. You just tell them things, and then they do what they want behind the door.
But they act a specific way in public, so they are being controlled.
Mormons in particular.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know what they do behind closed doors.
No, but I'm just saying, that's we've lived in Utah. We know some things. So, I mean, the way they are behind closed doors that we can hear from the neighbors versus how they behave out in public, huge difference, by the way.
Yeah, and they have just as many sexual issues as this guy, if not more.
Yeah, I was going to say, hello, if not more.
So, yeah.
No.
Holes in bed sheets. And.
But, I mean, what is the deal with them being so anal? Anal. Pun intended. Oh, that was not supposed to go that way, but hey, it works. But, I mean, seriously, with getting into people's personal lives like that, right. I mean, my God, get over yourself. They have nothing better to do.
No, they don't.
I mean, don't do it this way. Do it that way. It's for children only. It's not for your pleasure. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I know. And our next story contains our pastor, Jim Baker.
Jim Baker? The blast from the past.
Yeah. So apparently
he's still kicking.
He's still kicking.
Wow.
So he chose to assert that the satanic worshiping was going on in some
You just cannot talk today.
Planned.
And I'm the one drinking.
I know. What'd you put in my coffee?
I don't know, but my stuff is better.
All right. So he asserted this week that satanic worship services were taking place in some Planned Parenthood clinics.
Oh, so now Planned Parenthood is doing Satan worshiping.
And
what else can we do?
They were being used as legal cover for ritual sacrifice of children.
Oh, so he's thinking the whole candle set up in the dark the cloaks and the baby on the altar kind of thing?
Yeah.
I think I watched a movie like that.
And I'm going to quote this. The real reason Planned Parenthood has abortions in the black community is because the founder of Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger, was a racist. She's the founding mother of eugenics, and she taught that blacks should be eliminated. Which, seriously, by the way, is not true. Margaret Sanger was not a racist.
Wow.
So it goes on and says Planned Parenthood kills the babies, so that's a plan.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's genius right there.
Yeah. So, and then Lori Baker chimes in and says, I can't prove it because I wasn't there. I will tell you, especially on Halloween, there are many, 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 many satanic rituals, abortion rituals that are performed. It's the truth.
She watches too much television.
Well, here's the thing. We got a contradictory statement there. I can't prove it because I wasn't there, but it's the truth.
Right. Good point. But she watches too much television, I'm sorry.
Right. And they're claiming that there were satanic rituals where the babies were aborted.
I think I read a book like that once, too. It was a good book.
And they're sacrificing human life is the greatest thing that they can do for Lucifer. So their assertion is that they're doing satanic worship, and the only way they can legally do it, because Lucifer requires a human sacrifice, is by abortion.
Seriously.
That is some serious gymnastics there.
Yeah, that actually really was.
And after some of the stuff he's done, I this really doesn't surprise me.
I swear, it's like they're talking out of the side of their head.
They are.
I mean, truly.
That's just ridiculous.
He needs to just retire. I mean.
Well, between him and Robertson, you just got crazy going on.
Total. It's more like entertainment than actual listening to what they're saying.
They do have TV shows.
They always have.
Yeah.
With lots of craziness in that as well.
Yeah. But I think we'll continue on.
I am an old man. Most people hate me, but I don't like them either, so that makes it all even.
So this week's Potter Award, we head to Pennsylvania and the state Supreme Court.
Have we been to Pennsylvania yet?
I don't think so.
Excellent. I like when we go to new places. Yeah.
In fact, we are looking at Supreme Court Justice J. Michael Eakin, who is currently under investigation for some rather offensive emails.
All righty.
One of the emails, which dated back to 2010, exposed Eakin, yes, that's his name, for joking about a woman who goes to the doctor beaten black and blue. In the joke, the doctor tells her to drink tea and hold it in her mouth until her husband goes to bed, and like magic, the beating stops.
Seriously? This is a joke?
Yeah. And basically the punchline there is that she should shut up and she won't get beat.
Right. But he considers this humor. Oh, I got so much humor I could give him.
Another noted that 30% of female murder victims were killed by their male counterparts. Now, this isn't a joke. I don't have the exact joke because there's an investigation.
Right.
So it's hard to get some of this stuff.
Right, of course.
But that's what I'm getting.
There's so many things wrong with that sentence. I mean, let alone the fact that he thinks this is funny.
Yeah, that's the sad part.
I mean, this is his idea of cracking a joke and thinking something's funny.
Right. But he isn't just a misogynist.
Oh, yes, he is.
I said just.
Oh, he is.
He is also a bigot.
Oh, well, there's a big surprise.
Another email addressed to Eakin portrays Muslim children as suicide bombers.
Wow, he's a winner.
The message speaks of a Muslim mother being upset that her children, quote, blow up so fast.
And this was his joke?
Yeah.
Wow, the guy's got...
So it's one thing for people to pass these around in private circles. It's quite another thing for a judge to pass them around.
Well, that was just kind of my point. He's a judge. In what capacity is he passing these quote-unquote stupid-ass jokes?
Well, we'll get to that in a few minutes.
All right, fine.
But I think we need to talk more about what the jokes are before we get to that part. Because that's important.
They're crap is what they are.
In yet another exchange, there is a video that refers to Mexicans as animals and use racial slurs.
Wow, he just keeps on bringing the hits.
Yeah. Black people were also insulted.
Well, of course they were.
A message portrayed African Americans as welfare recipients who only voted for Obama so they could receive checks.
Is there anything else he can include? I'm sure he could find something.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure there's plenty more, but I haven't seen them all.
I mean, that's just unbelievable. He's just pretty much a bigot about everything, isn't he?
And to make matters worse, he received these emails to a private account under the name John Smith.
That's original.
Yeah. So he created a fake account to receive and send these emails.
Yeah. He's real good at creating a fake account.
Possibly violating Freedom of Information Act rules.
Well, yeah, exactly.
But to be a Potter Ward, you got to do something special.
Yes, because that's just not enough.
He's already pretty special.
Yeah.
But he is also known as Pennsylvania's poet judge.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Yeah. In one appeal case, he wrote the following decision. And I'm going to see if I can do this right in prose. Because poetry is not my specialty. Sentenced on other crimes, he surely won't go free. But we find he can't be guilty of this final felony. Convictions for the forgery and theft are approbated. The sentence for insurance fraud, however, is vacated. The case must be reprimanded for sentencing, we find. So the trial judge may impose the results he originally had in mind.
So it's kindergarten poetry.
Yeah.
This is elementary poetry, by the way.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's Dr. Seuss poetry, really.
It's actually pretty well written, right? It's not bad.
It's still in the form of Dr. Seuss, right. Truly.
Yeah. I mean. Now, like I said, I have nothing against poetry.
No, I love poetry. I used to write poetry.
I have nothing against speaking in rhyme. Okay.
I'm sorry. I blacked out to... Princess Bride there. Anybody want a peanut?
Yeah, I know. It's wonderful. No more rhymes. Now I mean it.
Anybody want a peanut?
But I don't think this is a way to hand out decisions.
I don't think this is appropriate, personally. I mean, this is very inappropriate, not taking something seriously.
Right.
I mean, he makes decisions. You sit down, you act like a grown-up, you do it seriously. There's a certain conduct, you know, that's expected.
I agree.
And I think this is very immature.
So what this reminds me of, I don't know how many of you are old enough to remember this, but there's a show from the 80s called Night Court.
Oh, I love that show.
So this very much, and you loved it because it was funny.
It was very funny.
And that's how his court feels.
Yeah, like it feels just a big joke.
It feels.
With bad taste, by the way. He's sitting
on the Supreme Court.
Oh, that's even more Pennsylvania. Right.
And he's handing out decisions, and he's making opinions, and he's doing them in rhyme.
Right, like it's just a big joke, and nothing's to be taken seriously. Right. I mean, could you imagine having this serious, like, really sad, horrible case, and he's clocking it out in rhymes? I mean, that really kind of is not only distasteful, but it's kind of painful to the victims that he's not taking something seriously.
Right.
It's how I see it.
I agree.
Now, let alone his horrible, distasteful joke.
So he did say that he wouldn't use the rhyming in a very, very serious case. Right. So at least he's got that.
Well, that's good. But why use it at all?
Why use it all? In fact, Chief Justice Stephen A. Zappella wrote this. An opinion that expresses itself in rhyme reflects poorly on the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania.
You would assume so.
Right. This is his Chief Justice.
Right.
And then another justice said, every jurist has a right to express him or herself in a manner that the jurist deems appropriate. The perception that the litigants and the public at large might form... The perception that litigants and the public at large might form when an opinion of the courts is reduced to rhyme.
Translation?
But he's worried about how it's going to look if these opinions...
Well, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Right.
I mean, it looks like it's just a big joke to him.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever sentence or whichever he brings, who's going to take that seriously?
Well, based on his other jokes.
Well, let alone his... I mean, his other jokes are pretty much something entirely separate from his little poetry sentences.
Right. I mean, do you really want to
take poetry decisions.
A case up to this guy if you're a minority? Or if you're, well, a woman.
To me, I just see this, he's not taking anything serious, regardless, man, woman, whatever.
Right.
Any decision that comes at the end of a trial or whatever, and he starts putting it out in poetry, I'm thinking, well, this guy just thinks this is a big joke, and he hates his job and wishes he wasn't here, because that's the message I get.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's ridiculous. He may be a fine judge. I don't know. I haven't seen a lot of his decisions. But I don't think this is the right way to hand down decisions.
I mean, I know you haven't seen his decisions or anything, but just the jokes that he cracks that he thinks is funny kind of makes me question how he is. You know, as a person and as a decision maker and whatnot, those jokes aren't something that most people would go to.
Right.
I mean, because they understand certain things.
Yeah, I agree.
So, I mean, I know we don't know any of his decisions or how he does what he does or, you know, seen any of his trials or what have you. But that right there kind of says volumes to me.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, it really does. Just a jerk.
I know. And I think we'll end that there.
I'm good with that.
That's all the yakking we have for you tonight. Join us again next week as we resume the assault against your eardrums. If you can't seem to get enough of us, check out our Twitter, Facebook, and Google+. If you like what you hear, drop by our Patreon page and help support the show. Then head on over to Stitcher or iTunes and leave us that coveted 5-star review. And remember, the government of the United States is not in any sense founded on the Christian religion.